This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Autumn night. Hazy lights. Band of brothers playing tunes high as kites. Midnight waves. Surfing through till daylight breaks. Rhythm hit us different ways. Love and music's how we prayed. With our tongues in cheek. Banter's how we like to speak. And yeah, times change. But no matter what, the bond remains. Brothers.
Hello and welcome to Lads Anonymous, a podcast where two best mates of over 20 years invite you to join their safe space where all manner of subjects will be discussed. We'll focus on a specific subject matter first, which will lead into your questions, dilemmas, or need for advice. All handled anonymously. That is the fun stuff. That's where we always want to go. That's
what if they want credit?
Best stuff for the pod.
What if they want credit?
Do you know what? That's actually happened.
What?
Have emailed in and said, I don't give a fuck if you use my name or not. Just put it out there. I was like, whoa.
I don't give a fuck.
Hold on to your horses. Yeah, I was like, have you read the premise of the podcast?
Yeah,
like, it's all anonymous. Just you know.
I think it might
feel
be.
Safe. This is our safe space. And they're like, ah, fuck the safe space. Here's my surname. This is where I work, son. Go on.
Is that...
I was like,
Jesus Christ, what are we going to go into some of that then?
Well, yeah.
What's the decision? What's the decision? Are we using their names or not?
No. I've not use their names, but if they want to put their location, that's fine.
And what about first name and location? Do you remember like those Dear Deirdre and
Peter
from Coventry?
Shit, yeah. Okay, we could do that. I don't mind that, but
do you know, as a
you
kid,
think you're from a small place, like a small town, everyone knows Stephen from fucking Weymouth.
Yeah.
So you'll get done.
Like, so when I was a kid, right, I used to look at these anonymous these problems, but sent into the Adidri. And a lot of them would be Anon. It would just say Anon. And I'm like, that's a weird name, isn't it? Anon. There's a lot of Anon. Way more. I've never come across Anon before. Never once. But there's loads of Anons. I thought it was a name.
Sausage.
I would say into my adulthood, I felt that. I thought that.
That's quite... That's quite cute, actually. Anon, fucking hell, man.
Weird name, Anon.
Mate, there's loads of things like that I've done over the years. I can't think of them at the moment, but yeah, that's amazing. Have you seen that fucking news that I was just walking out of the kitchen, a radio's playing, and is it the British Army that are saying that if we go to war with Russia, they're going to start recruiting us?
Not you.
Why not me?
Because you're 40 too old. Years old. Yeah, we're out, mate.
41, yeah.
You're 41?
Yes. Yeah,
you're 41. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
41, yeah, yeah.
Nothing to worry about, Rick. Nothing to worry about. I mean...
Oh, man.
It's all the sort of kids that have got to worry. Anything like 18 is where you're at, right? 18 to 30, you're in the firing line.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that.
I don't want there to be a conscription, but if there is, I'd rather them go than me.
Yeah, and the cutoff is 40. So I get.
What are we going to do on a battlefield, Rick? We'd be terrible.
Mate, I'm fucking hungover. Like, can you imagine? Like, Rick, what have we got to do today? Mate, I'm fucking well hungover. Can we not do this tomorrow? It's like,
yeah.
No. The Russians are coming tomorrow. We've got the. Do you remember when this always makes me laugh. Back in the day when we used to get like baked and watch Band of Brothers,
yeah.
And we'd always say what would we do if we were in there? And we'd always say, like, just play dead.
Yeah, dead. That's the only thing. What would you do? Is anyone that hasn't seen Band of Brothers? It's an amazing, because some people might know. It's quite 20 years old now, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So Band of Brothers was an amazing HBO, Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks production, right? If you loved Saving Private Ryan, Band of Brothers was like the next logical step.
Yeah.
Me and Rick watched it loads back in the stoned up 168 Western Park days. And that's the conversation. What would you do? Just, you'd have to play dead. All of us would be, who's the guy who goes blind?
Blythe.
Yeah. We'd be Blythe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Blythe, yeah. And he goes
blind because he's so scared.
Yeah, exactly.
In my head, I'd like to be...
He actually went blind, or he just told people he was blind.
So we had this conversation way back then. Do you remember it? And I was quite annoyed with you, Rick, because you went, he's a weakling. Like, my granddad would never have done that kind of attitude. And I'm like, Rick, he's terrified, and that's why he's gone blind. He thinks he's going to die, like thousands of miles away from home. On the other side, that's why he's gone blind. And you're like, nah. That ain't no.
I work at Moorfields Eye Hospital. I know about eyes.
Yeah. But I think I'd like to think I'm more Lieutenant Spears.
No, there's no fucking way, man. Absolutely no way.
I ain't got that about me.
No.
No, I'm blind.
No, you.
I'm very blithe.
No, I don't think you'd be blithe, but I would be that. I am definitely that guy that, like, if it was World War II, I'm sent off 1939, and then I come back to England 1945, looking like a scout leader. I've got badges all over my arms, loads of medals that I have won, and that's because in every single war or battle, I just played dead and then waited for it to be over, got up and see the person that's alive and be like, oh God, have you seen Terry? Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? You seen Davo? Yeah, he's fucking gone as well. Us two lads, we're still together. And I'm just like getting all these honours and all that. Like, yeah, loads of medals. My jumper's like saggy, it's falling down. And I've got all these fucking medals from hiding.
And you've contributed nothing to the war effort.
And I have to take that to my grave. Yeah, that's probably what I'd be.
Just play dead. Can I just, because I worked out something shocking this morning.
So yeah, go on.
I'm quite a creature of habit. And I decided a while back that poached eggs on toast was my thing.
Yeah.
But I leave for work early. I've got to get the kids to school at 8. And work start gets to the office around about 9, so I've got like a little window where I can just have a bit of me time, and I'll go to the caf and I'll have 3 poached eggs on granary.
Right? Oh,
so much so that I think they think of me as the poached eggs guy. I don't have to order; they see me coming and they know what I want, which is a bit embarrassing.
Here comes Poachy.
Yeah, here he is, Poachy. That's what they say, poachy. Do you ever want anything else? No, just my poached eggs, please. I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable, but I don't want to have an English breakfast just because they're making fun of me. Like, I'm 42. I'm going to get what I want for breakfast, and I want 3 poached eggs on granary. I don't want to be bullied into getting a fucking fried breakfast. Not healthy, right? Poached eggs, perfect.
Yeah.
But
I
haven't finished, Rick. Listen.
Okay, go on.
Just
go on.
Quickly.
Go on.
It costs £10.90 a time.
For fucking 3 poached eggs?
Daylight
and
robbery.
And granary?
Daylight robbery, isn't it? I keep going back.
You get a tea with that?
Yeah. I keep going back. Still, teas should cost about 10p a tea bag for hot water.
Fuck me.
Expensive, isn't it? listen to me, Rick. I've done that every day for a month. Do you know how much I've spent on poached eggs this month?
Oh, my God.
I've spent about 220 quid in 1 month on poached eggs on toast with a tea. That's mental.
You fascinate me.
That's how, real. Like, that's not a joke, Rick. I've spent £200 on poached eggs on toast this month.
I'm actually lost for words.
Can you believe that? If someone said to you, right, I want £200 off you, but I'm going to give you poached eggs every morning. No one's doing that. Not even if you're wedged are you doing that. Every morning. And so
when
I come to this realization, I told the wife, and she was looking at me like I was insane. And I'm like, I know, you're right. You should be fucking furious with me. You should be furious with me. I've wasted £200 because I want poached eggs in the morning. That's crazy. Who's spending £200 on poached eggs? No one is doing that. David Beckham ain't doing that. Crazy. What am I thinking about? And it was a slow realization. Shit. It wasn't a deliberate thing. It was a slow realization. Fucking crazy, man. That's crazy. So that's why I made myself scrambled eggs this morning instead.
That is, yeah.
What was your favourite?
Mate, fucking hell. When you come in and I wouldn't be judgy about the poached eggs. It's the granary. I'm like, here we go. Granary, beanie hat. Look at him. What? He's one of those boys. Would you want some oat milk in your frappuccino?
White toast is bad for you, though, isn't it?
You've got to live a little, man. We're going to be conscripted to the army soon.
I'm not spending £200 on white bread.
Okay. Yeah, that's a point. That is a point.
As well, right?
Yeah.
What are we talking about this week?
I'm going to get to that.
Sorry.
I just want to say every single person that has followed us on Insta, on Twitter, has subscribed on Apple.
So many people.
Followed us on Spotify, sent in emails. I cannot believe how many people have...
Mate, I can't.
...have done all of that. It is wild.
Let people be on the forefront for a second. We was discussing, we said, well, what would be good in terms of how many listens? And we were going, well, if we get 300, 400, we'd be happy.
Yeah, it's absolutely
obliterated.
Smashed that. Yeah, which is, man, like, I know a lot of you people, I know you're listening to this and you're like, oh, it's just another person that's just gone on and press subscribe or follow and gone about your day. But I can't tell you how much that means to us, obviously, as the first episode of the pod. It's amazing. And obviously, getting us up in the Apple podcast charts as well, for the comedy podcast we were number 17, which is like, if I was 199 out of the 200 list, I would have been ecstatic. So it's amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. I love you all. We had this isn't a question from one of the lads, it's more of a just letting us know. So last week we were talking about mates or friends, to be more specific. And it was about how we first met Flav on a chat forum, a football one.
Yeah.
And this lad says, take pride in the fact you met on the internet. When I was 17, I spent a lot of time in the Dawson's Creek chat room. I was seduced in there by a 29-year-old nutter who offered to break my virginity and teach me everything I needed to know in the bedroom.
Oh my God.
I let her... She was a solid 5 out of 10. Shouldn't be doing numbers, but appreciate what we're dealing with.
I let her.
And that's from Western Australia.
But we need more information. That story does not end there. So you were in the Dawson's Creek chat room.
Oh, mate, that's...
I remember that. I remember like being in chat rooms. I loved a little chat room. And it was all just like teenagers trying to get off of each other in these chat rooms, weren't it?
Yeah. Yeah, just smashing around ASL all over the place.
Mate, can I do an admission? I'll admit something for this podcast only. If only... I was anonymous. But I'm at an age where I literally don't give a fuck anymore, right? One of my first girlfriends, when I was about 16, 17, I met her on a chat room on the internet. Her name was Katie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on a Capital One chat room. Do you remember Capital One, the radio station?
Oh, my God. Capital One?
Yeah,
what were you doing on there?
I don't know. It was just, I was browsing the internet. It was very different back then. And I was just maybe listening to Capital One radio and going, actually, that is a chat room. And I've gone in there and I've started chatting to this bird, and she was like, "What do you look like?" And I was like, "Well, I had really long hair back then, like long, long, long hair."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Have you seen? Do you know the band Hanson?" She was like, "Yeah, I love Hanson." I was like, "Yeah, I look like the lead singer at Hanson." I did, to be fair, I did. It wasn't a lie.
Yeah, you did. I've seen the photos.
And it done it for her, and we met up. We met up, man. We she was my girlfriend. She stayed at my mum's house. Everything.
What, really?
For real, yeah. We went out for about 6 months. Did a bit of dry humping.
Oh, nice. Good.
Loved a bit of dry humping.
That's good.
Better than sex in some ways.
Yeah.
It's well good, wasn't it? Just rutting. What was that all about? What was that all about when you in your teens just rutting against each other?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah. I did that with my current missus.
Because it's like you don't want to have sex, but you're super horned up.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird one, isn't it? That you are just super horned up, but you just think, I don't know.
I'm not quite ready for sex yet. But I want to rub my cock through my jeans on your leg.
Yeah, exactly. And blow my beans and pretend I didn't blow my beans.
Yeah.
And just act as everything's normal.
Yeah, just blow your beans in your jeans.
That's quite good, actually. I want to get that on a t-shirt.
Mate, we should do merch. No one's going to wear a blow my beans in my jeans merch. If there's anyone out there, let us know if you want us to produce merch. We can do it, mate. We can produce merch. We know how to do it, right?
Shit.
We can produce merch
Let's
for
go.
You. If you want blow my beans in my jeans on a t-shirt, we will make it for you. I will do it if only one person fucking buys it and wears it.
I think that one person's going to be me, you know. And I'll happily wear that t-shirt. Today's topic.
Oh, yeah.
Today's topic is Friends Part 2. I know. Yeah, I know. It's week. It was very much about our relationship. I just wanted to kind of set the foundation of what the podcast is about, who we are as people, how we met. And if anyone wants to know, go back to episode one. And if you're listening to this now, why don't you go back to episode one anyway and have a listen? Because it's fucking great. So just do that. So what we're going to do, we're just going to get into the latter stages of our lives at the moment, being 41 and 42. How do you feel about new friendships at the moment? Like, do you actively seek connection from other men or women?
Are
you just...
Do you know what? Your wife is the only woman that I could say that I've got a legitimate friendship with, that we don't talk very often now because she moved away. She took you away, didn't she? And that was that. But I would say when we was out in London, your missus, I would consider a genuine friend. But I don't have any other friends that are female. They're all men.
She said that she listened to the first pod, and the way that you were talking about your relationship, and she said she got a bit teared up.
Because they were great days.
Yeah, exactly.
There were times where we would be out in like the Queen's Head in Essex Road, in Angel, near Angel. Me and your wife, just under the influence, dancing, having a great time. And that's the thing is, like, I genuinely believe that most male and female relationships are dominated by a sexual tension. The man wants to fuck the woman, right? Always.
Yeah.
Is that
okay.
Fair? You don't have that.
This is interesting. I wasn't even going to bring this question into it. But what I will do is, as you've led onto it, we have had a question previously.
Go on.
And it's, can a man be friends with women? Actually, can men and women be friends?
Yeah, they can be friends, but they must realise, they must know and accept that the underlying, there's an underlying fact that typically, in most instances, the I'd say the man wants to have sex with a woman. But there are, and I'm not saying, like in this instance, like with my, there is, luckily in my brain, I have this inbuilt barrier where I have never ever thought about my brother's or my friend's girlfriends in that way. Like, so, so off limits that it's never even entered my brain. So these, like what fucking Ryan Giggs did to Rodri Giggs is unforgivable. Fucking Rodri, isn't it? Like, that is insane.
Unreal.
It is absolutely beyond comprehension that you've done that. So that instance, but in terms of just meeting a girl, what goes through a man's brain typically is, because she's fit or she's not fit. And that's the first thing typically.
Do you think that it's as binary as that?
It starts with that for sure.
Yeah.
And then you realize if you don't want to have sex with her, then you could probably be friends.
Yeah.
Is that too crass a way to say things?
I don't think it's crass at all. And I do think you are right in that. But I have a fair few female friends.
Women don't think like that.
Well, I don't know. If there are, and I know this pod is called Lads Anonymous, and it's a safe space for lads to come and share in the circle of trust.
Yeah.
But we know. We know you're listening, girls.
Catherine Rupp listens. Shout out Catherine Rupp. She did a little tweet. She'd been listening to The Fighting Kettle for a long time. Catherine gave a shout out and said that she'd listen to anything that Ricky's on.
And babe, amazing.
Yeah.
So honestly,
let us know, Catherine. Is that ever a fact with girls? That they meet a man and he's the first thing in their head, would I shag that guy?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually. Any, like, I know there are more ladies that listen as well.
How do you know?
Open to you, because I've seen that they've emailed in.
There's a lady emailing.
Wow. Couple.
Can you answer me this question, ladies? Why do you watch gay porn?
What?
They're watching two men bang. And they're loving it.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I don't know what Catherine Rupp's into, but I can guarantee at some stage in her life she's popped on a bit of gay porn. Like, and I was, my mind was blown by that. It makes complete sense, isn't it? Because men look like lesbians. They love lesbians, right?
Yeah, I can't remember where I heard this as well, but women they tend to like porn with noises. It's the noises that get them off.
Yeah, I've heard.
Not like the noise of the groaning and the excitement of what's happening in the porn, rather noise of, as crass as Willy and Fanny, and like, I don't think it's that noise, no, the slapping like, noise.
No,
maybe it might be. I don't know. Yeah.
Is that doing it for you, Catherine? Like that. You're right. There's if you type it into whatever, you know, porn search engine is your favorite, you type audio, there is audio only, and it apparently is something that women listen to.
Oh, so there is actually an audio only section, is there?
Yeah, I haven't used it. I don't know, but I know that it exists. Yeah, but that makes sense to me because women are more. I would say they are more. They live in their mental more, don't they?
And so I think more of the senses.
Yeah, like, whereas men just need to see something, whereas I think women are more nuanced with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like men are like ridiculous. Like not even like sexually visual. You could just see, I don't know, you could just go into the fridge and go and get something and you'll see a pack of ham, the way fit, and you think, oh, hello. That looks like hello.
I've never thought that. I've never seen a pack of ham go, yes, now I'm aroused.
Yeah, I'll have a bit of that.
And then you just ram it into your gob. How knuckling ham at the fridge into your gob. You're knuckling ham into your gob, Rick. Go, fuck, this is dinner for me.
Yeah, that's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah,
to go back about men and women being friends, it's... I have a lot of female friends.
I know you do. And it's
am I weird for that?
No, there's nothing weird about it. I don't. I'm probably incorrect, and the way I think about it is reductive, right? I don't know. I'm just an opinion I'm giving. It might not be true. That's just my feeling.
No, that's fine.
Typically, what do you enjoy friends? Your female friends more than what do you get from that? Don't they? I mean, what is a relationship like with a typical female?
It's the same as male, but it's not as what you would find in a lad's WhatsApp group. It's not that intense as to be fully on sexual innuendos, on the horrors of the world, gallows humour, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But
what is it then?
I don't know, actually. It's exactly the same, like friendship, but it's with a kind of... There's more emotion connected to it. You feel more open that you can talk to someone about, I don't know, work issues, whatever it might be.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't. I know. Every time if there is an issue in your life and we're speaking as really good mates, you, like, within a second, you're like, nah, let's switch subjects. And that's fine. But then if I go and speak to one of my girl mates and we're having a chat, I kind of feel a bit more safe and a bit more like if I do open up, that it's a bit more supportive.
No one's going to go, gay. Are they?
Gay. No, exactly. No, so I quite like it. I quite like
you're
it.
You're going for a it's walk. Nice. What you're doing now is something I would never consider to do. Like after this podcast finishes, you're driving 20 minutes to meet a bird and go for a walk with her.
That's right. Someone I used to work with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great relationship. Yeah.
That for me, that's something I couldn't even ever see myself doing. So, but I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just, isn't it? It's just is, Rick. In terms of meeting new friends, though, I just kind of I've got you guys and I've got my brothers, as I mentioned in the last episode. But I do meet people and I find I think like there's sometimes you meet people and you thought like when I met you, you'd think yes, this works.
Yeah.
And I'd say the same with James, and I'd say the same with most of the boys, actually, all the boys, right? But there's something where you just meet them, you think, fucking hell, this geezer's quality.
Yeah,
I've had one recently, mate. I've got a new
one. You have?
Yeah.
Who?
Can I just say,
who do you think you are?
Can I just say, Rick, no one ever comes close to you. You're always going to be number one for the rest of my life.
Thank you.
No one will ever. I will never meet another Ricky. I will never meet another Ricky. Nearly did the old.
I know. Gave up my government name, didn't you little pig?
No one gives a shit. No one cares where you work, Rick.
No, I know. That's fine.
They probably have your house number. No one's going to know. Do a test of faith and humanity. Give your full address right now. he's looking, and I know you're not going to like this, Rick, but he's of the same ethnic makeup as you.
Fucking hell, what are you doing to me?
Yeah.
We agreed
one
British, Asian,
Anglo-Indian. Your words is I'm allowed one brown mate, and that's you.
That's exactly it. Yeah, one brown mate, and that's it.
I've got another one. His name's Mark.
Do you know what? I've heard you mention him. Isn't it? How did you find him as well? Isn't this one of Lee's mates?
Lee Stagdo.
Well,
mate, there's no way to find a bond between man, oh man. Than magic mushrooms in a field. Not much.
That is... Fucking hell, yeah, that is. Where does he live?
Brighton.
How close is Brighton to...
Not close, but I make an effort to see him.
What? Hang on a second. What, you met him outside of... I mean, you haven't met him already.
I met him. Not just us. We went for Lee's wedding. He was there, obviously. I was most excited about seeing him. I was more excited about seeing him again than I was. Ollie loves him.
Does she now?
Ollie loves him. And we've arranged to go to Amsterdam.
Oh, I'm going to say, what, the Amsterdam trip that I'm coming on? I'm not coming now.
Mate, you've got to come. You've got to meet him. You'll love him.
Yeah, I know I will. And I'll fucking stick him in the mud, mate.
No, you won't. You won't. You'll love him. It'd be my two favourite brown mates together. And we'll have
actually,
a great
time. Talking about friendship groups.
Yeah.
Do you have specific friendship groups for specific activities? Like, you've got, obviously, we've got the Tottenham lot. So here's a case of my group. Mm. When I was growing up, I had my first school, middle school, secondary school, sixth form. Those core mates around there, they're named Old Lot. So it's all the Old Lot. Yeah. And as we were growing up in our late teens, 20s, and the group started to expand, where other people came into the group, that then became New Lot. And New Lot hate Old Lot because they'll never be Old Lot.
Do they genuinely hate them?
Yeah. It's not a genuine, but there is a bit of need. Between them. But, no, there's well, like looking over. We're all mates here. We're all mates, but I'm old lot. I'm better than you. Yeah, I'm old lot. You know that.
You could sense a little bit of tension when they came for your birthday on the 40th.
I think they were all really a bit miffed that they'd made the effort to come out for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is really good. And then I saw all of the fighting cock lot and fucking hit the roof and nearly collapsed through love. And they were like, oh, right, I see.
Yeah, but they must have
been
known.
We've been shoulder to shoulder in Yates's, for the last
years. And... It was your fault because you overreacted when you saw us. It was your fault. You should have held it down a little bit.
Yeah, I've got a lot of emotion.
I know, you came out and you was like, your face lit up. And I was like, oh, that, because he was like, all right, lads, all right. I can understand where it comes from, but actually, there's no, look, it was a surprise, and the fact that we were there, you knew that your mates would be there for your 40th surprise party, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I quick mention, I went out last night. I went to see that. This is incredible, actually. I went to see the Libertines, one of my favourite bands. They are playing they're doing a tour of local small venues.
Yeah, it's
like really small. And they're playing at Milton Keynes, where I live, to a bar that I go to regularly with my mates. And there was like 300 people there. I managed to get tickets. It was fucking insane. It was so good. The two lads that I went with, I won't mention their names, but you know them, Flav. And I'll mention them. I know them as the Gooners.
Yeah.
That's what I'll refer to them from now on.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, like, well done with the pod, congratulations and all that lot. Stuck it on, saw the episode title. Oh, it's called Friends. Going to be talking about Friends. Listen for a whole hour, just waiting for my name. Not one mention. And they said they were fucking livid. So, oh, you only started living when you were 23 years old and you met Flav, was it? Fucking thanks we get. We've been friends since we were 5 years old.
Yeah, that is,
five.
That is outrageous.
Same class. I know. And I said to them, look, I didn't want to do some name dropping and get people in trouble. And I didn't know if you wanted your names out there and all that lot. But Gooners, I know you're listening. I apologise for that. But I also don't apologise because this is the way I wanted to do it. So you will get mentions going forward, and you'll be known as the Gooners. So shut your mouths, all right? What I do want to go on to is something obviously about friendship, but what is the most you have ever been betrayed as a friend, or you've done the betrayal? Do you have any of those instances where you've like,
I can't,
thought, fucking hell, I shouldn't have done that, or I should have done that, or how have you done that to me?
Men don't get betrayed. That's the thing that happens in women's circles, in my opinion. Am I coming across as a problem misogynist here? I feel like I might be. You can go a year without speaking to your mate, right?
Mm.
If I went, not that this would happen, but if I went a year without speaking to you, and then I bumped into you in a pub in Milton Keynes, a year from now, it would be like not a minute had passed, and we would fall straight back into whatever it is, our relationship.
Absolutely.
So, and I would say that about any one of my male friends. Whereas I think, I think things like betrayal are not possible unless you do something like shag your bird's mate, something like that, or steal off them, or something like that. But I've never done that. I've never had that done to me. I've never been betrayed ever, not once. I've never been cheated on either. I've never been cheated on. I've never been betrayed. I've never had my heart broken. I've never, nothing. I've been quite lucky in that respect. Or lucky, or like, fucking, do you know, look at the state of me. Fucking.
Not had your heart broken, Jesus.
Not had my heart broken. I do the heartbreaking. I'm the one that knocks.
That's true.
I can't stop saying that. I've done it in two podcasts now.
I like it as well. It's good.
It's from, what's that film? What's that program? Breaking Bad. When his wife you could have been killed. You could have been killed. This is dangerous. And he goes, who do you think you're looking at right now? I am the danger. I'm the one that knocks. Brilliant. It's like he turns from a school teacher into a fucking villain. Although what I would say, and please don't stop listening or unsubscribe, Breaking Bad is well overrated. I'm talking about it's a 6 out of 10 show.
Oh, 6 out of 10. That's fucking...
At most, a 6 out of 10.
Wow. That's... I wouldn't have said 6 out of 10. I got a bit bored towards the end. I was just thinking, fucking hell, man. Like, let's just get this over with.
What, so something that bores you isn't a 6 out of 10?
Well, no. I mean, I'd say it's... I'd give it a 7. So 6 is a bit unkind. When I... writing this, obviously, the betrayal.
Have you been betrayed then?
No, I did the betrayal.
What did you do?
Like, yeah, exactly. There's been two instances.
You betrayed two men.
unfortunately, it's to the same guy as well.
You betrayed the same person twice.
Oh, fucking hell, man. I don't know. Matter of me sometimes.
Go
I really
on.
Don't. There is a third, but the third will never ever leave my lips. You don't even know about this one. You know the secrets where you just have to keep them in the depths of your being, and they just don't come out.
Yeah,
I'll leave that one.
Mate, you've got to tell me after this finishes.
All right, I'll tell you after it finishes.
How easily you broke.
Because I need to get it off my chest.
Yeah, tell me about it. Did Donna know?
No, she don't know. No, she don't know.
Bricky, what have you done?
I know. It's a bad one, mate. When I tell you as well, you're going to be like, mate, I cannot believe. Is that you?
You're such a nice person, Rick.
I know. I was young at the time.
All right,
very young.
But tell me after.
The first instance, I bet my mate that I could get people believing me over him in secondary school, maybe year 8, possibly year 9. So I said, I'm going to start a rumor about said girl and everyone's going to believe it. And then when it comes to fruition, they're going to ask you and they're going to ask me and they'll believe me over you. And he was like, no way, they'll believe me. So I started this rumor in class. It was just supposed to be like this nice, friendly bit of banter, and started this rumor. It started spreading like wildfire. it got out of hand.
What was
it? It was
rumor?
Out of control. And I couldn't stop. It was something really childish. Like, he said, someone said she had a fishy fanny. Oh, something like that. Something very childish. Very, very childish.
You were in year eight.
Very stupid. You're in year eight. Like, you know, it doesn't really.
You was a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Go on, what happened?
So I started this rumor. And it just. Every class, bang, bang, bang. And I was like, fuck it, I can't stop this.
This is out of control.
And now, yeah, it's out of control. I don't know what to do. And it all comes to kind of a crescendo. And there was a big shootout in a classroom. And the girl and my mate were arguing and shouting back and forth. And I'm just sitting there like, do I put my hand up? And
why
be
was
like,
she
this was,
she
this
thought
is
that
me.
He spread it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. To prove my point that they would believe me over him.
Right. You did win.
And I was right. Yeah, I did win, yeah. But I caused a real to-do. And I could have and probably should have put my hand up and come clean. But then I thought, I am not getting fucking caught with
and he all never grassed you up.
Flack. No, he didn't, actually.
Mate, what a legend.
Yeah,
that is
he's,
bad,
he's a
Ricky.
Good lad.
Do you still
yeah,
know him?
That is bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And maybe he might be listening to this. And then the second
Do you
time,
want to apologise now? If Do you want to say sorry about that? Or
Friends don't really need to apologise. we're still friends now, so it's gone. It's oh, gone.
What's the second time?
The second one, it wasn't more of a betrayal, but I mean, at the time, it didn't really feel that bad. I had... so when would this have been... I was maybe saying in my maybe 15 to 20, that age range, I had a bit of a house party. People came round. People went. There was a denim French Connection jacket left in my hallway. I messaged all my mates. No one owned up to it. Messaged loads of people. No one owned up to it. Every time I'd meet people, no one had no idea where it came from, whose it was, and all that lot. 6 months had passed. It's like, that's a nice French Connection denim jacket. I sold it on eBay, pocketed the money.
Yeah, fair
like,
enough.
No one's going to claim it. Yeah, fair
Six
enough.
Months, that's yours.
1 week later, all right, Rick, I was going, I think I left my jacket around yours last week. You got it here. Fuck sake.
I sold it on eBay.
Sold it on eBay, and he was like, are you fucking having a laugh, mate? I was like, look, I sent out this message. I've been trying to get everyone's attention for 6 months. I didn't want it just in my hallway. It's a lovely jacket. He goes, I know. I was like, I sold it. I'm sorry.
That's not a betrayal.
Well, it's, I mean, like, you can't really sell your mate's clothes, can you? No, I did not.
No,
I
can't say I've ever betrayed anyone. I don't think I've ever had to apologise to you.
Do you know what? When I was writing the run ruler, I was thinking of a time where we had fallen out or we had.
Never.
I can't think of a time.
Never.
I really.
Not once. We've never had a row.
Really can't.
The only time the one time we did have a row, I got annoyed with you, is. When you, Ricky would get drunk, but then he would tip over the edge and become aggressive, Ricky.
Yeah.
And
a lot of anger in there.
And you'd walk along and you'd boot rubbish bins. And like, so rubbish goes all over the streets. And I turn around, and you would never do this now, right? But this is bearing in mind, there was lots of gear and lots of beer and all kinds. I turned around. Do you know what I'm going to say, don't you?
I can't really remember. No, I remember kicking those bins and like the rubbish going everywhere.
And
just
I was looking. I was like, "What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Why are you booting rubbish? Some poor cunt has to clean that up tomorrow. You don't give a shit. You just walk bowling around in your fucking winkle pickers and skin tight jeans and your mod haircut, thinking you're the bollocks, booting some rubbish all over the place. I caught you pissing in a shop door. Does that ring a bell?
No, it kind of does. That's what everyone does,
I know other people do, and like, you know, I know my mates do, but I was just like, that's someone's daughter.
Well, yeah,
you're going to
I
work
know.
The next day, you're pissing in it.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to
it's one of those things where you look back at it. No, I never apologize for anything, but I do have remorse for doing that, as we all do. That's the end of the theme. We're going to go on to some of the questions, some of the punchy spice that we've got in. So what I will do is we're going to kick off with someone sending in a voice note.
Do you want to listen to it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, just finding it. Okay, here we go.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, boys. I think I've got a perfect dilemma for your podcast. A few weeks ago, I was added to a random group chat that I assumed was just some spam. But it turned out to be a group for organizing a hen do. I thought I'll just play along with it and I'll get found out in 20 minutes, be a bit of a laugh. And just said I was a cousin. 3 weeks later, I've recommended the hen party, like the location, which everyone's agreed is a great idea. And payment is due this weekend and I don't know how far to take it. I don't know if I should just turn up. What are your thoughts?
All right. So he's somehow bundled himself or somehow been added to this group full of birds, arranging a bridal hen party. He's recommended a venue and they've all gone, yeah, great idea. And he's like, the question is, what should he do? How long is he playing this? He's got to pay the money. I mean, what do you think, Rick?
He said that, should I turn up?
Of course he should turn up.
What, you reckon he should turn up?
No, I mean, he should absolutely not turn up. But for this, yeah. I want to... You've got to pay and you've got to turn up. It's going to look weird, right? It's going to be weird. They're going to turn up and they're going to go, why is there a man here? And we've been talking to a man. But you've taken this so far. Don't back down. Don't back down. Double down. Double down.
Yeah.
trying to do a Glaswegian accent. Don't back down, double down in the
double dun
in the voice.
Double dun.
Limmy never gives bad advice.
Yeah,
double down. That's... Pay your money. Go on the hen do, mate. You can identify a female as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was going to mention that, so I'm glad you did. And I think they might be welcoming as well. Do you think they'll find the funny side?
No, they're thinking he's an absolute fucking monster.
Yeah, especially when they're reading out the, you've got to share a room with Claire, and it's like, oh mate, like we thought it was all going to be women.
I'd love to see Anon's some of the WhatsApp messages. I'd love to see it, just how he's nonchalantly replying. I love the commitment.
Has he gone as far to change his profile picture as well? Like, because you would see that, wouldn't you, and your name, and then everyone would be like, if you've changed your name to a female-sounding name and you've got a female in the profile picture, like how far has he gone? Why don't you email us back?
I want to see some stuff.
Yeah, we want to see some stuff, and we also want to see some stuff.
I want to see some stuff.
Oh, dearie me.
I want to see some stuff. I want to see some messages, right? And also, I want you to go. And this is not good advice, but this is what I want to happen, is you go and document some of it. Videos, yeah. Voice notes, get maybe interview him. Is this weird that I did this? That'd be good.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Right, the next lad question.
Yep.
And we got, it's a bit of a deep one, along the lines of the friendship. Okay, here we go. To preface this, my girl and I have been together for a little over a year now.
Mm.
I'm going to lay out the scenario and I apologize if it's a little confusing.
Mm.
Her ex, her, the ex's now girlfriend and I all work together.
Oh.
So basically, there's a lot of people who's dated. They all work together. Okay, great. Her ex and her have started getting shifts together quite a lot. She has a bad relationship with him, but she doesn't seem to complain about having to work with him anymore since they've started.
Oh, so she has a bad relationship with her ex-boyfriend. They don't get on.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
I've also started to notice she started wearing more makeup to work.
Get rid.
She's telling me all the right things, but I can't seem to shake it. That's, you know, something is may or may not be going on. Now, it's like we all take pride in our appearance, and
she's
like,
getting dicked down.
Is that you're straight in there?
Dicked down, yeah.
She's trying to get back with the ex, or that it's already happened.
All of them in there.
That's a lot of wow.
All of the men.
All of the men. All of the men in that office. Oh, mate.
All the men.
Yeah, go on.
No, she's all right. She's just putting on a bit of makeup. I don't think it means anything. Just chill out, man.
No. I'm along that line as well. It's just everyone wants to feel good, don't they? And if you put a bit of makeup on, you feel good. And like, if you wear a nice, like lads, if you wear a nice fucking jumper or pair of shoes or whatever, you want to feel good. And if you're going to work, you want to make an effort. You don't want to go in as some slob, do you?
We would dress up more. We'd dress up better going football than we would going out for dinner with our missus.
100%.
It was more important, wasn't it, in that instance? It was like, I want to look better for the boys than I do want to look for my missus. to this day, weirdly. It is true, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, it is weird. That is weird.
Yeah, but I want to look good for the boys. There's another thing here, right, is even if she doesn't get on with him, my experience is that she will still see that girl, there being some level of competition. She would always want to look as good as, if not better, than the girl that's going out with him. It doesn't mean that she's interested in him. It just merely means, I think, that she's in a competition to some degree, and or certainly she just wants to look the parts. She doesn't want him to think he's done better. That's why I think it is. I don't think that this means that she's cheating on you. I just think that she wants to look good because her ex-boyfriend's there with his new girlfriend, and she just doesn't want to feel insecure about that, so she just puts makeup on. That's where my brain would be. And she doesn't want to admit that. She probably doesn't want to admit it. She probably finds that a bit embarrassing that she wants to do that. So don't fear. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
What is that? And on from where?
So that one... didn't put where they were from, unfortunately.
Let's say Peterborough.
Yeah, Peterborough. Okay. So Peter from Peterborough. You've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah,
You're all good, man. You're all good.
I wouldn't even bring it up. Just let it go. Don't worry about it. And if it turns out that she is, then, you know, you've learned a lesson. She isn't the one. Move on.
Good.
As someone who's never had their heart broken, I'm not in a good place to say. But you're just like, if someone breaks up with you, you're just like, fuck, man, there's loads of women out there.
Did you not even like when you were a school crush?
Yeah.
When you were like year seven, year eight, or whatever.
I remember her name, Fleur. Oh, man, I loved her so much. A couple, actually. Fleur. She I really liked her. Ah, I've been betrayed.
Yes!
I know I've been...
Not yet, but...
I've been betrayed, Ricky. Fuck off.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. So when I was a kid, I was 16, 17, I was going to college. And there was a girl I fancied called Fleur. Really fancied her. College of North East London, Tottenham campus. That's where we went. Fucking shithole. And I was like, I think I love her. Yeah. And then I told my mate, who at the time we'd consider like my good mate, spent a lot of time in the same social circles because we went to the same college, see? Shyam if you're listening to this, Shyam, you know who you are. He went out with her and he knew I liked her. He knew it. I told him.
Oh, no.
Do you know what, though? I think they were actually already going out secretly when I told her, but I had no idea. And to be fair to him, he was really, felt really bad about it. So I can't really hate him for that. It's not his fault. He fancied her like I fancied her. And he used to turn up at college and dressed in suits and shit. So I had no chance.
He did what? He turned up in suits.
He'd sometimes come to college like dressed to the nines, like smart. For our age, wow. He was smart. And I always thought it was a bit over the top for, you know, A-level English. But she likes it, obviously. And they were together for a while. Fair play to her and him. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, that would be it. But yeah, that was unrequited love. That was tough. I thought about her a lot and it never happened. And then there was another one who, Andrea, same thing, College of North East London.
It's I ended all up going back. There.
Yeah, it's all going on. And but she was lesbian and I knew she was lesbian, but I fancied her a lot. I fancied her a lot, probably partly down to her, like, you know, maybe that she was a lesbian. And I went to a house, like, it was like, but nothing ever happened. And that's what I'm saying, like, boys and girls, we were friends in our lives, we were friends. I fancied her so much,
and even though you knew she was a lesbian, that you thought you would,
I didn't ever try
and change her.
No, I knew that it was just one of them things where I just want her, but never have her. That was like one of them things, and I respected it. I never did anything. Then fucking 6 months later, she went out with a boy, fuming.
Oh, what?
Fucking fuming.
Yeah, I can see why you'd be fuming with that.
Well, regardless, you didn't fancy me, did she? Obviously, otherwise. Something would have happened.
Have you ever checked any of these two ladies up on Facebook or anything like that?
I don't know their surnames, just know the first names. I don't know what their surnames are.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I would be curious. Like the internet bird I met, I searched her up but can't find her anymore.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That, not that I'm glad that you've
I'm glad that
you broke up with her on New Year's Day.
Oh, no, it's bad.
The internet girl?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Tough one.
Why'd you do it on New Year's Day?
I don't think I was thinking properly. I should have left it a bit, but I kind of felt like I'd left it a lot by then. I couldn't do it by Christmas. I didn't want to ruin the Christmas. And then in the end, I was just like, I can't fucking keep doing this. Got to tell her.
Yeah, you went for New Year, New Me. Quite literally.
Yeah.
As soon as it struck like 1 minute past 12, you're like, fuck this bitch.
Man. I met my then girlfriend that you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was at college in North East London as well.
Jesus Christ.
A lot went on there, Rick.
I know. A lot. Right, I've got one more question. It's not really a question, and it's quite a straightforward one. Well, I think it is. And this is how it's we'll probably answer the same. So the last lad, if one of your better mates is constantly trying to solicit you and your missus to sleep with him and his girlfriend, would you still consider them one of your better mates? And that is coming from California.
So they want a foursome?
Yeah. Four dogs. I can't imagine a place where I ever thought I wouldn't, taking it down a notch, a threesome.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was either. Certainly not with a mate and not with my wife. I couldn't think of anything worse than watching one of my mates bang my wife.
No.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing is worse than that.
No.
So, I don't. Look, if this couple fancies and it's like it's and you're open to it, do what you want, right? But it sounds like he doesn't like it, so it needs to stop immediately.
Yeah.
But you need to tell him, like, stop fucking trying to bang my wife. I don't want to bang yours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it would be you need to tell them, and it's just if you're uncomfortable with it, just let them know that you're uncomfortable and just to stop asking, because that's just, I don't even know how people get themselves into these positions, because it's just fucking, it's so alien to me, that side of the world.
I've changed my mind. Just do it. You only live once. Just do it. What's the worst that can happen? So what? You break up. Who cares? Just do it. Do it and let us know.
On that, yeah, on that, we're going to end it. As to say, just do it. So if you have Apple Podcasts, Spotify, please, please subscribe or follow. And if you even have 2 minutes, leave a review. There's one review. Actually, that's a lie. There are more reviews on Apple. But the more you do the reviews, the more you give us the ratings, the more that you subscribe and follow, the better the podcast does. So please keep doing it. And if you haven't done it already, please do so. And much love. And if you want to follow us on social, Lad Anon Pod. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Lad Anon Pod. It's that easy. Next week, next episode, we are going to be featuring the theme, Life in Lockdown. Life in Lockdown.
Loved
so
it.
Any hobbies you picked up, anything that I know why you loved it, yeah. And we
no hobby.
Anything that you did, no. Anything that you want to send in to lads, anything that you want us to discuss, get advice on, anything that's a hobby that is now with you from lockdown that you've still kept, if you email us at ladsanonpod@gmail.com. That's ladsanonpod@gmail.com. And you could have your shit featured.
Yeah.
Can I just... Yeah, go on.
Before we end, I've just found there's another Gareth Flavel that exists. He lives in Birmingham. Should I tweet him? See if he wants to meet up for a fight.
I think you should. Aren't you originally from Birmingham? Aren't you like your family from Birmingham?
My mum's side. My mum born in Birmingham. Like I'm gonna message him and say, look, I know it's a bit out of the blue. Hang on a second. At Flavel, his name's Flavel. He hasn't tweeted since. He hasn't tweeted since September, 2023. But what should I write? Hi mate, just seen you.
We've got the same name.
Just seen. You're called Gareth Flavel as well.
Yeah.
We should probably meet up for a fight and sort this out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Probably meet for a fight and sort this out. Sort this out. Right. Tweeted feedback next week.
Lovely.
Autumn night, hazy light, band of brothers playing tunes high as kites. Midnight waves, surfing through till daylight breaks, rhythm hit us different ways, love and music's how we prayed. With our tongues in cheek, banter's how we like to speak. And yeah, times change, but no matter what, the bond remains. Brothers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.